after they've gotten the invention documented, they've gotten it written down, have somebody sign it, witness it, then you need to go see your attorney.
At that point, you call an intellectual property attorney.
And in fact, a patent attorney. Now, there's a difference. I mean, not all intellectual properties are patent attorneys. There's a separate bar exam that you have to take to qualify as a patent attorney. They won't even let you take that exam unless you have a technical background, an engineering degree. I'm an
electrical engineer?
Electrical engineer, or now, was.
You were an electrical engineer, and on top of that, you're an attorney.
That's right.
And that's what qualifies you to be a patent attorney.
Right.
Okay. Well, Michael, thanks very much. We could go on forever with this incredible information. The point I want to make here is I lost millions of dollars. I built a company because I didn't think my ideas were that important. I didn't really know how valuable they are. So to the listener out there, please hear what I say. Not all your ideas are valuable. Maybe not, but never think of them as not valuable. You know, treat them as your number one asset. So thank you very much, Michael.
You're very welcome.